Hello and welcome to the Market Podcast powered by Money Control Wealth. My name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Prateek Oswal, who head of passive fund at Motilal Oswal AMC and CEO at Glide Invest. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Oswal.
Yeah, thank you, Kshitij, for having me out here and I look forward to having a great conversation.
Right. Well, the first question I want to put it across to you is that FY21 was indeed challenging as the world battled with COVID, but it proved to be an opportunity year as well. Now, many retail investors resorted to global diversification to safeguard themselves from volatility. What does your statistic say?
Yeah. So, I honestly think that this global diversification is not really an FY21 or 20 or 22. I do feel that, the way things are moving, I see this as an overall strategy that will unfold over the next 5 to 10 years' time. Mm-hmm. So I have managed money for investors across the world, in the UK, in the US, in Hong Kong. And what I've seen is almost all investors have a minimum of 20 to 30 or maybe 20 to 40% allocation outside their home country. Mm-hmm. So I do feel that the Indian portfolio is also going to go in that pattern. And we've already seen that, I think if you look at just a jump in number of folios in the last year and a half, we're looking at folios that have jumped up almost 3 times. To talk about us, our experience, we've seen a 6-fold increase in our folios. We have 1 lakh SIPs that are going to both of our funds and we'll be coming up with more funds. So I do think that, what you're seeing is, something which is a lot more long-term. Yes, I think a big trigger for global diversification has been performance-based. As you've seen last 10 years, has been very strong performance in the US. But I do think that, a large part of the investor base is actually doing it for diversification as opposed to just looking at returns. So in my opinion, I think Indian portfolios will look a lot more similar to global portfolios in the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, that's good news because global diversification is something which is need of the hour now. And moving on to the next question, do you think the momentum towards global diversification will continue in FY22 as well? And you already partly answered the question, but what does the trend suggest in terms of the products that one will choose from?
Yeah, so I do believe that the momentum is going to continue because you are seeing, so especially in the US, I think the US has had a great bull run over the last 10 years. And a lot of the momentum that you see is primarily happening in US markets. But I do feel that maybe this year or next year, there will be also another layer of diversification where, investors will be looking at funds outside the US. Mm-hmm. So I think emerging markets as a segment has become extremely popular today. And also, I think developed markets ex-US, maybe if you look at Japan, if you look at EU, has also, I think, been continuously asked. So that's number one. Number two, I think a lot of AMCs, mm-hmm. who have not been focused in this space are now trying to focus because, they also see this as an asset allocation strategy. So if you just look at the number of funds that have been launched in this space, it's absolutely crazy. So I do think that, more and more AMCs are going to offer this to their customers, which I think is a great thing. And also, investors are still extremely low penetration. Like their penetration is still extremely low, even in our investor base. Yes. And I think that I think the road to the 20%, 25%, 15%, whatever it is, mm-hmm. will happen over time. So I do think that, yes, there will be more products and more investors coming in this segment over the next year and a half as well.
Right. Well, more products and more investors coming into the segment. That's definitely good news to watch out for as well. And, we are close to, end of FY21. So how can one construct an all-weather portfolio for FY22?
Yeah. So, an all-weather portfolio is a portfolio which works across different markets. So regardless if you buy a portfolio today versus buy a portfolio 2 years from now, 3 years from now, and a portfolio that works across good markets as well as bad markets. I do feel that an all markets portfolio should essentially consist of not 4 or 5 different mutual funds across different categories, say large cap, mid cap, small cap, but an all weather portfolio is a portfolio which has access to different asset classes. So you should ideally have a combination of say domestic equity, international equity, gold, as well as debt. And the combination of that should be optimized to your risk profile. I do feel that, if you have these 4 asset classes and, if you are essentially rebalancing them on a yearly or basis, that could be a really good strategy, in terms of, I think lowering the volatility of your portfolio and ensuring that your returns are pretty much the same as if you held like 100% equity or 80% equity or 70% equity. So I think really like a multi-asset solution where you're, where you have access to not just equity and debt, but also international equity and gold can be a great strategy for you to at least invest in these markets, which are very expensive, but also overall, because you know what we've seen is that it's very hard for you to predict which asset class will do well next year.
Yes.
So might as well have all four, you know, in your portfolio, and I can just keep it the same in terms of your holdings. So that's what I would recommend to investors.
Well, rightly said, Mr. Oswal. And you look at passive funds very closely. So are passive funds better than active funds, or you know, which category of investors should opt for passive fund strategy?
Yeah, so I don't believe that passive funds are better than active funds. You know, there is, you know, I mean, I think it's a very, you know, I mean, it's, I do believe that, you know, passive funds have an equal importance to, I think, investors' portfolio than an actively managed fund. You know, I don't think that the propensity for an investor for him to choose the right active fund and outperform is high, but obviously that requires him or her to do some research. But the way I see passive funds is that, you know, it can offer passive funds if you're looking for simplicity in your portfolio. And today, most investors, especially the retail investor segment, you know, is struggling with, you know, trying to figure out which fund to buy, which fund to sell, what your portfolio should be, what is your allocation. And choosing between 5,000, 6,000 funds is pretty intimidating. So this is where passive funds can make it super simple. Performance is pretty good. You're paying very less in fees. And I do believe that it's much easier to hold on to passively managed funds for say 20, 30, 40 years, like then it is for an actively managed fund where you know you have to do some bit of monitoring at an interval. But in terms of, you know, I think who should invest in passive funds, you know, there have been a lot of people are saying that for first-time investors, passive funds are very good. But I actually disagree with that. You know, I think all investors should invest in passive funds. You know, you have, if you look at the US, you have sophisticated family offices, you know, who invest 30, 40, 50% of their money in passive funds. You have retail investors who invest in passive funds. You have first-time investors who invest in passive funds. So I do feel that, you know, for a sophisticated investor, maybe they can look at it from a core portfolio, which, you know, is a part of the portfolio that will not be touched for many, many years. And if a retail investor, you know, wants to simplify decision-making, you know, he or she can look at a passively managed fund and, you know, go out there and at least get exposure to equities. So I think these are at least the way I see, you know, whatever investors should invest in.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Oswal, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Shitish. Thanks for having me out here. And I look forward to the next one. Thank you so much.